The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, it's bad luck for British people travelling to Europe as a new biometric border check is set to come into place. UK visitors arriving in any of the Schengen area's 29 countries will now have their faces and fingerprints scanned under a new entry-exit system. One person who tried the new system was Simon Calder, travel correspondent with the iPaper. He joins me now. Simon, good morning.
Good morning. Yes, exciting times. And my goodness, I think the passport office in Dublin is seeing a surge of applications from people in GB who are lucky enough to have Irish ancestors in order to get Irish passports, in order to avoid this latest round of Brexit bureaucracy, which is, as I found to my cost, really quite stressful and difficult.
Okay, so Simon, where did you attempt to enter the EU?
Okay, so let me just kind of step back. The Digital Borders Scheme, known as the Entry-Exit System, is being applied right across the Schengen area. Of course, Ireland, like Cyprus, is not part of the Schengen area, so it doesn't apply. And the idea is that every time that a non-EU citizen, so this won't include Irish people, whenever a non-EU citizen reaches the border, they will be registered in and out. And the first time you go through, you have to have your fingerprints taken and a facial biometric taken. And you have to answer a whole load of questions as well. Have you got enough money? Have you got a ticket out? Where are you staying? Have you got travel insurance? All of which was come as a bit of a surprise to particularly people who might have voted for Brexit to find just how much friction there is in crossing borders these days.
So,
to answer your question,
yeah, where did you enter? Prague. Prague.
Sorry, yes. So there's three countries which said from day one we are going to be operating this. Sorry about the noise, by the way. I'm in a very busy street, as you can tell. But three countries, Czech Republic, Estonia and Luxembourg. And of those, Prague is the biggest, busiest airport by far. So I went there to test it out. And, quite an experience, if I may. If you have got an Irish passport, you just look with some amazement as you walk past these tall machines glowing green with lots of confused foreigners trying to get their fingerprints taken and answer all these questions. Of course, you will have a fast track at all they need to do at the border for Irish passport holders or anybody else from the EU is just check that you've got a valid passport or passport card and check that it's yours. That's all that happens. It takes a few seconds, usually through an e-gate. But no, the British decided we want to have the full bureaucracy. And my goodness, queues building up, lots of confusion. And it's going to get slightly better next time I go through. I won't need to give my fingerprints, just a facial biometric. But honestly, it's not instead of the usual having your passport looked at and stamped, it's as well. And so therefore, we get double red tape, at least for the first 6 months, till the system is up and running.
So talk to us through the actual process. So you eventually reach the top of the queue. What then?
It's slightly different from that. Next time you get off an aircraft in a Schengen area country, which of course is all of the EU minus Ireland and Cyprus, plus Iceland, Switzerland and Norway, you may well notice these big, tall, so-called kiosks, and they may be in a border control registration area. So it's not actually a kind of the standard queue for passport gates. And generally, you kind of find one of these things as soon as you get off the plane and hope that you're first in line. You then put your passport down if you can find where to put it. It then pops up with your picture, which is quite alarming, from your passport and says, "Is this you?" And you kind of tap, "Yes, it was, but I was having a bad." "Yes, it is, but I was having a bad day when that was taken." and your name and your date of birth. Then you register your fingerprints. In Prague, they want fingers from both hands. In other places, it's typically just the right hand. Then you have your facial biometric checked and also answer all these questions. I timed it at 2 minutes 36 seconds, which doesn't sound very much, but if you are at one of the Spanish airports where typically you will get maybe 9 or 10 flights arriving in Palma or Tenerife, all from the UK, or with about 180 people who need to go through this process, guess what? It's going to take quite a long time.
And there's no fixing this except in some way to rejoin the EU in some sort of relationship.
Yes, I mean, the ridiculous thing is that the UK was heavily involved in this, as of course was Ireland, before the 2016 referendum to leave the EU. And but yeah, we said, yeah, we want to have this strong system with registration. And at the time, nobody thought it would apply to the British. But then we decided we wanted it to apply to the British. And it suddenly transformed the entry-exit system from something which basically doubled the number of people who were ever going to go across the border. Because, of course, there's about as many people from the UK going to the Schengen area every year as there is from right across the rest of the world.
And if people decide that they want to go via Ireland because there's free travel between the two islands, so they decide, okay, we'll take a ferry or take a plane and then leave for Spain via Dublin Airport. When they arrive, if they fetch up at one of the normal passport controls with a British passport, they'll be sent off to one of these machines.
Oh yes, because if you're flying from Dublin to Alicante, Barcelona, Malaga, it doesn't matter where, you're going into the Schengen area. And of course, that's absolutely not a problem for any Irish citizen because you just got your passport or your passport card. It's checked in a few seconds. The e-gates are normally working for you. It's enshrined in EU rules that EU citizens have an easier time. But it's a Schengen border. So yeah, the British and indeed Americans, Venezuelans, people from Tonga, all the third country nationals will be sent off in a separate queue, and you can see them on the beach or in the bar some hours later.
Now, of course, there are other countries in the world. One listener says, does Simon ever complain about the even more onerous restrictions that visitors to the US must now suffer?
Well, I complain about everything at all times, no, in the US, it's got really interesting. So, yes, it's very onerous having to apply for an ESTA. The price has just doubled to $40, so that's about €35. It means that you theoretically need to have your fingerprints taken on arrival, but facial recognition in the US is now so good that actually you will find that very often they don't even look at your passport. They will simply see your face and they'll just say, oh, that's Pat, welcome. What are you doing here? Ask you a couple of questions and then you're in. And so that's the way that the world is going. And certainly, yes, other places, for example, Australia, Canada, they will require you to take a quick photo when you go in, and that will be your kind of passport for getting through the gate. So we're getting more and more biometric.
A final question, and briefly, Simon, what about children? I mean, is there something about taking children's photographs or will they also have to undergo this process? Fingerprinting children just seems a bit intrusive.
Yes, it does. And so it's only 12-year-olds and above who have to have their fingerprints taken, but everybody has to have their facial biometric, including a newborn who's 2 weeks old.
My goodness. Simon Calder, who is travel correspondent of the iPaper, thank you very much for joining us. Well, now
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.